Federal.gov websites will not rank if they don't have the expertise. Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So I have the pleasure of working with some high domain authority websites, but that doesn't mean they can just rank for anything. I was reminded of this when I saw Google's recent blog post about its human rater program. Google launched a post about their over 10,000 real people, these search quality raters that evaluate their search results. The blurb about how rating works is worth reading. Here's how a rater task works. This is quote, "We generate a sample of queries, say a few hundred. A group of raters will be assigned to the set of queries. They're shown two versions of result pages for the searches. One set of results is from the current version of Google. Another is from an improved set we're considering. Raters review every page listed in the result set and evaluate that page against a query based on our rater guidelines," which, by the way, are readable and everybody in SEO should read them. "They evaluate whether these pages meet the information needs based on their understanding of what that query was seeking, and they consider things like how authoritative and trustworthy its source seems to be on that topic in the query. To evaluate things like expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness, sometimes referred to as EAT, E-A-T, raters are asked to do some reputational research on the sources. They highlight that they evaluate the subject matter expertise per subject, per author. Quote, to understand if the author has subject matter expertise, a rater would do some online research to see if the author has cooking credentials, has profiled or been referenced on other food websites, or has produced other great content that has garnered positive reviews or ratings on recipe sites," end quote. And this is part of the reason why I looked at the specific recipes published by the USDA Choose My Plate program. They have a My Kitchen section which has recipes on it, and none of them are ranking. None of them are ranking for the specific topic the recipe is about. Now, many of the recipes are written by the State Cooperative Extension Service. That's who they've referenced as sort of the author. And while as a former 4-H'er, I am super fond of the Cooperative Extension Service because it directly supports the 4-H program, but they can't compete with Alton Brown's expertise as a chef. And their recipes don't have a bio of the person at the State Cooperative Extension Service who wrote the recipe, just in case that person happens to be an amazing chef. And don't get me started with the fact that those recipe pages don't use recipe schema markup, which is basically a requirement for ranking in recipes. Because currently, Google displays Google schema markup recipes at the top with all of the additional photos and markup that you get when you put the schema in place, with a view more button that allows the user to keep pushing the rest down as you perpetually see just more recipes that have the markup in place. Literally pushing down every other recipe page that does not have the markup on it. Implementing recipe schema has been shown in multiple case studies to increase the organic traffic to sites. Google published a case study of how Rakuten's Home Chef recipe service increased its results through implementing schema.org starting in 2014. Oh, 4 years ago. And they reported that traffic to recipe pages increased 2.7 times, while the average session duration also increased by 1.5. Anyway, I digress. But the reality is that although you may be an expert in one area, that does not mean you can rank for the tangential topics you want to without proving that your readers have the expertise to back it up, especially in your money or your life topics, which includes anything to do with the searcher's happiness, which would include recipes. And in case you're worried, while I think everyone writing copy for sites should be aware of the Google Human Rater guidelines and the training guide they use for their work, their feedback is not used in real time. And that was reiterated in Google's post. Quote, once raters have done the research, they then provide a quality rating for each page, but it's important to note that this rating does not directly impact how this page or site ranks in search. Ratings are a data point that, when taken in aggregate, helps us measure how well our systems are working to deliver great content that's aligned with how people across the country and the world evaluate information, end quote. In the case of USDA recipes, obsessing back with that for a second, they did not consider their competition. Their competitors have polished recipe sites with high quality photos, clear and easy to find bios of the chefs, schema markup in place that allows those ingredients and time to cook and reviews and photos potentially displaying in search results. Anyway, it's proof that even a .gov with high authority cannot rank for anything. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.